This is an audio version of China's AI Regulations and How They Get Made, a paper published on the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace website, carnegieendowment.org. The author is Matt Sheehan. It was published on the 10th of July, 2023. Audio note. The excerpt included as a core reading for the AI Safety Fundamentals course begins with a section titled Chinese AI Governance to Date. AI and governance are slippery concepts. Attempting to dissect all government policies that impact this basket of technologies would further muddy China's already murky policymaking process. This paper thus focuses on a specific subset of Chinese measures, national-level policy documents that explicitly and primarily target AI or algorithms for regulation or governance. This subset excludes several laws and regulations that impact AI development, such as the 2021 Personal Information Protection Law. It also excludes local government regulations, such as those covering autonomous vehicles, and national policy documents that focus on stimulating the AI industry rather than regulating it. The study includes some regulations that focus on algorithms rather than AI itself. It also briefly covers government documents that lay out high-level guidance for the ethics and governance of AI. Within that scope, Table 1 outlines 10 particularly significant AI governance documents. Here's Table 1, Notable Chinese AI Governance Policy Documents. It's a table with columns for the document, the release date, the bureaucratic bodies, and the notes and key provisions. The Documents column has a link for each to the original Chinese document and an English translation of that document. For the document, New Generation AI Development Plan from July 20, 2017, the bureaucratic body is the State Council. While the plan primarily focuses on encouraging AI development, it also lays out a high-level timetable for developing AI governance regulations through 2030. For the document, Governance Principles for New Generation AI, Develop Responsible Artificial Intelligence, from June 17, 2019, involving the body National New Generation AI Governance Expert Committee, issued by an expert committee connected to the MOST, that is, Ministry of Science and Technology. The document proffers 8 principles for AI governance, including, quote, respect privacy, secure/safe and controllable, and agile governance, end quote. For the document, Outline for Establishing a Rule of Law-Based Society, 2020-2025, released December 7th, 2020, involving the bureaucratic body CCP Central Committee, this party document offers a long list of social and legal issues to address before 2025. It is the first CCP policy document specifically calling for measures to address recommendation algorithms and deepfakes. For the document, Guiding Opinions on Strengthening Overall Governance of Internet Information Service Algorithms, from September 17, 2021, involving the Cyberspace Administration of China, Publicity Department of the CCP Central Committee, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Science and Technology, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Public Security, the Ministry of Culture and Tourism, the State Administration of Market Regulation, and the National Radio and Television Administration. Developed by the Cyberspace Administration of China and co-signed by many bodies, this document lays out general guidance for the regulation of online algorithms through 2024. The document Ethical Norms for New Generation AI from September 25, 2021, involving the National New Generation AI Governance Expert Committee, issued by an expert committee connected to the Ministry of Science and Technology, the document offers high-level guidance for ethical norms that should be embedded in AI governance. These norms include that humans should maintain control over AI and bear ultimate responsibility for the systems. For the document, Provisions on the Management of Algorithmic Recommendations in Internet Information Services, from December 31, 2021, with a draft released on August 27, 2021. It involves the Cyberspace Administration of China, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, the Ministry of Public Security, and the State Administration of Market Regulation. This first major binding regulation on algorithms was motivated by government fears about algorithms controlling how news and content are disseminated online. The regulation includes many provisions for content control, as well as protections for workers impacted by algorithms, among others. It also created the algorithm registry used in future regulations. For the document, Opinions on Strengthening the Ethical Governance of Science and Technology, from March 20, 2022, with a draft released by the Ministry of Science and Technology on July 28, 2021, involving the CCP Central Committee and State Council. Based on a 2021 draft regulation from the Ministry of Science and Technology, the document focuses on internal ethics and governance mechanisms scientists and technology developers should deploy, with AI listed as one of three areas of particular concern, along with the life sciences and medicine. For the document, provisions on the administration of deep synthesis internet information services from November 25, 2022, with a draft released January 28, 2022, involving the Cyberspace Administration of China, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, and the Ministry of Public Security. The regulation targets many AI applications used to generate text, video, and audio. It prohibits the generation of fake news, in quotes, and requires synthetically generated content to be labeled. The core motivation for the regulation was concern over deepfakes. And the final document in this table, Measures for the Management of Generative Artificial Intelligence Services, a draft for comment from April 11, 2023, involving the Cyberspace Administration of China. Drafted in response to the explosion in popularity of AI chatbots like ChatGPT, the regulation covers almost the exact same ground as the deep synthesis regulation, but with more emphasis on text generation and training data. It requires providers to ensure that both the training data and generated content be, quote, true and accurate. There are two notes on this table. The first says, note on translation. Many stock phrases used in the titles of Chinese policy documents are translated slightly differently by translators. This paper switches between these minor variations when referring to different documents, while attempting to be consistent in using one translation source for each specific document, though some exceptions have been made. The second note reads, after this paper was published, China released its updated generative AI regulation, which is significantly less restrictive. On with the text. Three regulations require the deepest analysis. Recommendation algorithms, deep synthesis, in quotes, and generative AI. These interconnected documents contain the most targeted and impactful regulations to date, creating concrete requirements for how algorithms and AI are built and deployed in China. Below is a brief overview of each regulation. The remainder of this paper and subsequent papers will expand on the intellectual roots and key bureaucratic actors behind these regulations. Heading: Provisions on the Management of Algorithmic Recommendations in Internet Information Services. The 2021 Regulation on Recommendation Algorithms marked the start of China's more targeted restrictions on algorithms and AI. The original motivation for the regulation was CCP concern about the role of algorithms in disseminating information online. But as that imperative worked its way through the policy community and bureaucracy, many other adjacent applications of algorithms, from setting schedules for workers to setting prices online, were tacked on. The regulation also created a reusable bureaucratic tool that would be deployed repeatedly in future regulations. Tracing the origin of the term algorithmic recommendation, or 算法推荐, backward in Chinese state media shows that it first emerged during a 2017 CCP backlash against ByteDance's news and media apps, in which user feeds were dictated by algorithms. The party viewed this as threatening its ability to set the agenda of public discourse and began looking for ways to rein in algorithms used for information dissemination. Much of the final regulation is dedicated to these concerns, requiring that algorithmic recommendation service providers, quote, uphold mainstream value orientations, end quote, and, quote, actively transmit positive energy, end quote. The regulation included some more concrete measures for online content control, such as requiring that platforms manually intervene in lists of hot topics on social media to ensure they reflect government priorities. As policy discussions on recommendation algorithms took shape, new concerns emerged that caused authorities to add provisions addressing them. Prominent among these was public outcry over the role algorithms play in creating exploitative and dangerous work conditions for delivery workers. The second paper in this series will examine how academics and journalists documenting the plight of food delivery workers led to the inclusion of protections for workers in the regulation. Similarly, as Chinese authorities cracked down on China's large tech platforms during 2021, they added provisions barring providers from using algorithms for anti-competitive business practices or excessive price discrimination. Providers were also told not to build algorithms that, quote, go against ethics and morals, end quote, by, quote, inducing users to become addicted or spend too much, end quote. Individual users were also granted new rights by the regulation, including the right to turn off algorithmic recommendation services, to delete tags used to personalize recommendations, and to receive an explanation when an algorithm has a major impact on their interests. Finally, the Recommendation Algorithm Regulation created an important new tool for regulators, the Algorithm Registry, or 算法备案系统, literally, Algorithm Filing System. The registry is an online database of algorithms that have, quote, public opinion properties or social mobilization capabilities, end quote. Developers of these algorithms are required to submit information on how their algorithms are trained and deployed, including which datasets the algorithm is trained on. They are also required to complete an, quote, algorithm security self-assessment report, or 算法安全自评估报告. Here, security, or 安全, can also be translated as safety. Once an algorithm is successfully registered, a limited version of the filing is made public. Subsequent regulations on deep synthesis and generative AI also required developers to register their algorithms. The second paper in this series will dig into the key goals and mechanisms of the algorithm registry. Heading: Provisions on the Administration of Deep Synthesis Internet Information Services. Around the same time as the CCP became concerned with recommendation algorithms, 2017 to 2019, it also identified deepfakes as a major threat to its information environment and set about regulating them. During the policy incubation process, the technology company Tencent managed to introduce and popularize the term deep synthesis to describe synthetic generation of content, replacing the politically radioactive deepfakes with a more innocuous-sounding technical term. The new term eventually gained traction and found its way into the final regulation. The third paper in this series will explore the evolution of that terminology and the role of technology companies in shaping Chinese AI governance. The deep synthesis regulation was scoped to include the use of algorithms to synthetically generate or alter content online, including voice, text, image, and video content. It requires that deep synthesis content conform to information controls, that it is labeled as synthetically generated, and that providers take steps to mitigate misuse. The regulation includes a number of vague censorship requirements, such as that deep synthesis content, quote, adhere to the correct political direction, end quote, not, quote, disturb economic and social order, end quote, and not be used to generate fake news. When such content, quote, might cause confusion or mislead the public, end quote, it must include a, quote, conspicuous label in a reasonable position, end quote, to alert the public that it was synthetically generated. The regulation also includes a number of provisions targeting misuse, such as requiring that deep synthesis users register with their real names, and that platforms prompt users to obtain the consent of anyone whose personal information is being edited. Finally, it requires that deep synthesis providers make a filing to the algorithm registry. The deep synthesis regulation was years in the making, but in the end it suffered from particularly poor timing. It was finalized on November 25, 2022, just 5 days before the release of ChatGPT. Heading: Measures for the Management of Generative Artificial Intelligence Services, draft for comment. After this paper was published, China released its updated generative AI regulation, which is significantly less restrictive. At first glance, China's regulatory apparatus appeared well prepared for the wave of generative AI applications that would follow ChatGPT. The deep synthesis regulation technically included most forms of generative AI, such as using the technology to create or edit images, videos, voice, and text. But officials at the Cyberspace Administration of China, or CAC, deemed the newly minted deep synthesis regulation insufficient. The core concern behind the deep synthesis measures was deepfakes, and its requirements reflect that. Requiring labels might make sense for visual or audio deepfakes, but it will not work as well for addressing new concerns around text generated by large language models, or LLMs, or the increasingly general-purpose nature of the technology. In addition, the original regulation technically only covered deep synthesis services provided through the internet, leaving a regulatory gap for generative AI services that operate offline. So Chinese regulators and policy advisors quickly set to work drafting a new regulation that would cover almost the exact same set of AI applications, but with an updated set of concerns in mind. In April 2023, the regulators issued a draft of the new generative AI regulation for public comment. The draft reinforced many boilerplate content mandates, quote, embody core socialist values, end quote, and required providers to submit a filing to the existing algorithm registry. It also included several new requirements on training data and generated content that may prove extremely difficult for providers to meet. The draft requires providers to ensure the, quote, truth, accuracy, objectivity, and diversity, end quote, of their training data, a potentially impossible standard for LLMs that are trained on massive troves of text and images scraped from millions of websites. That also poses a challenge for the draft's requirements that training data not violate intellectual property rights. The regulation mandates that generative AI not be discriminatory on the basis of race or sex, and that generated content be, quote, true and accurate, end quote, an unsolved technical problem for LLMs that are prone to hallucinating, in quotes, inaccurate or baseless claims in their outputs. These extremely demanding requirements for generative AI systems have kicked off a particularly active public debate on the draft regulation. At the time of writing, Chinese scholars, companies, and policymakers are actively discussing how to maintain effective content controls without squashing China's nascent generative AI industry. The third paper in this series will dive deep into how this policy debate is playing out in public workshops, academic writing, and corporate lobbying. Section heading: The underlying structure of China's AI regulations. Countries and cultures may differ on the specific content of AI regulations, but they can learn from the content-agnostic structure of the regulations themselves. The above Chinese regulations share three structural similarities: the choice of algorithms as a point of entry, the building of regulatory tools and bureaucratic know-how, and the vertical and iterative approach that is laying the groundwork for a capstone AI law. Heading: Algorithms as point of entry. AI governance can utilize different parts of the AI supply chain as a point of entry. Measures can focus on regulating training data, algorithms, or computing power, or they can simply impose requirements on the final actions taken by an AI product, leaving the remedies up to the developer. China's approach to AI governance has been uniquely focused on algorithms. This choice is clearly displayed in Chinese policy discourse around regulations and the decision to make algorithms the fundamental unit for transparency and disclosure via the algorithm registry. Some companies have been forced to complete over 5 separate filings for the same app, each covering a different algorithm used for personalized recommendation, content filtering, and more. The structure of the registry and the required disclosures reveal a belief that effective regulation entails an understanding of, and potentially an intervention into, individual algorithms. China's regulations are not exclusively focused on algorithms. The registry includes requirements to disclose the sources of training data, and the draft generative AI regulation has specific requirements on the data's diversity and, quote, objectivity, end quote. Many other requirements, such as that AI-generated content, quote, reflect socialist core values, end quote, are defined based on outcomes rather than technical specifics. Where regulators focus their interventions will be an important component of Chinese AI governance going forward. Heading: Building regulatory tools and bureaucratic know-how. China's initial forays into governing AI have built up specific regulatory tools and broader bureaucratic know-how that can be deployed in future regulations. The algorithm registry is a standardized disclosure tool that ministries can easily include in future regulations, refining its requirements as needed. The information currently disclosed, such as data sources and security self-assessments, among others, may or may not prove to be useful to regulators, but the tool itself can act as a kind of regulatory scaffolding that eases the construction of future measures governing the technology. Likewise, Chinese regulators are building up know-how about the technology and potential interventions. When representatives from the CAC first met with AI companies to discuss their algorithm submissions, they reportedly, quote, displayed little understanding of the technical details, end quote, forcing company representatives to, quote, rely on a mix of metaphors and simplified language, end quote. Such meetings are an awkward but likely necessary step as bureaucrats attempt to grapple with a complex new technology. They help the regulators to build relationships to key players, to learn what they do not know, and to either upskill or hire to fill those gaps. Heading: Vertical and iterative, for now. Stepping further back to the scope of each regulation, China has taken a regulatory approach that is both vertical and iterative. Vertical regulations target a specific application or manifestation of a technology. This contrasts with horizontal regulations, such as the European Union's AI Act, that are comprehensive umbrella laws attempting to cover all applications of a given technology. No regulation is perfectly horizontal or vertical, but most regulations lean in one direction or the other. China's first batch of algorithm and AI regulations are relatively vertical. Each covers a basket of related applications that Chinese regulators are concerned about and imposes requirements specific to these concerns. The baskets of applications are relatively large. For example, the recommendation algorithm regulation covers things from social media feeds to algorithms that set expected wait times for food delivery. In addition to being vertical, the regulations are iterative. If the government deems a regulation it has issued to be flawed or insufficient, it will simply release a new one that plugs holes or expands the scope, as it did with the generative AI draft regulation expanding on the deep synthesis measures. This iterative process can lead to confusion for companies doing compliance, but Chinese regulators view that as an acceptable cost in regulating a fast-changing technology environment. The vertical and iterative approach of the past few years now appears to be building towards something more ambitious. In June 2023, China's State Council, the rough equivalent of the US Cabinet, announced that this year it would begin preparations on a draft Artificial Intelligence Law, or
人工智能法,
to be submitted to the National People's Congress, China's legislature. Details remain sparse, but Chinese scholars anticipate that the law will build on the existing regulations to create a more comprehensive, horizontal piece of legislation that acts as a capstone on Chinese AI policy. Section heading: the core motivations driving Chinese AI governance. At a high level, China's existing AI regulations are motivated by three main goals and one auxiliary goal. The first, overriding goal is to shape the technology so that it serves the CCP's agenda, particularly for information control and, flowing from this, political and social stability. The primacy of control over information shows up clearly in the choice to first tackle AI and algorithms' influence on online content. From the CCP's perspective, for a technology to be productive, it first must be tamed. As Chinese AI governance matures, this focus will likely evolve to include more industrial or security-related applications of the technology. The second major goal behind Chinese AI governance is both obvious and frequently overlooked: to address the myriad social, ethical, and economic impacts AI is having on people in China. The CCP prizes political control over nearly all else, but the Chinese academics, policy analysts, journalists, and technocrats who are shaping the regulations are much like their counterparts abroad. They are genuinely grappling with the diverse ways in which AI will change the lives of Chinese people. One example is in the regulatory provisions protecting workers whose schedules and salaries are set by algorithms. Chinese policy actors operate in a far more politically constrained environment than their peers in liberal democracies, with certain topics taboo and many policy prescriptions off the table. But even within those constraints, there is still substantial room to explore the challenges of AI and to experiment with regulatory interventions to mitigate them. The third goal is to create a policy environment conducive to China becoming the global leader in AI development and applications. The 2017 New Generation AI Development Plan laid out the goal of global AI leadership by 2030, which led to an explosion in industry activity and policy support for AI development. The CCP sees technology as a critical tool for boosting China's economy and national power. While the policies examined here focus on regulating rather than stimulating the AI industry, the long-standing goal of AI leadership remains an important consideration shaping the regulatory debate. This is particularly prominent in the ongoing debates over how to balance the competing needs for information control and technological leadership in the draft generative AI regulation. Finally, there remains one auxiliary goal: making China a leader in the governance and regulation of AI. US and Chinese leaders frequently point out that China has laid out some of the world's first binding regulations on AI, with the latter using it as a point of pride and the former as an impetus to action. But the rhetorical emphasis on global leadership often leads to a mistaken impression that this is a major driver of Chinese actions. An examination of the regulations and conversations with Chinese policy actors indicates otherwise. For China, being a global leader or model for AI governance is a nice-to-have, a small bonus for its businesses and national soft power, but not a significant driver of these AI regulations. China's choice of first targets for regulation, recommendation algorithms and deep synthesis, indicates that global leadership is not a core motivation for its AI governance. Recommendation algorithms are an omnipresent application of AI, but they are not a major strand of the global discourse on AI governance. If a country wanted to stake its claim to leading the world in AI governance, recommendation algorithms would not be the first target. In fact, China's regulation on recommendation algorithms does not even contain the term artificial intelligence in its text, despite covering many AI applications. Similarly, the term deep synthesis is not found in the AI governance discourse outside of China. Chinese policy actors have even described the first mover nature of their regulations as an added difficulty. When China began work on these regulations, the debates on the EU's AI Act were well underway in Europe, and Chinese policy analysts hoped that they could follow those debates and learn from the Act. But slow progress on the AI Act meant that they had to forge ahead without the benefit of international guideposts or comparisons. For the United States, one benefit of its comparatively slow progress on AI governance is the opportunity to learn from regulatory experiments abroad, if policymakers are willing to take foreign regulations seriously. There's a diagram here, figure 2, the four layers of Chinese AI governance policymaking. This diagram is in the form of four bars, with the tallest one at the left and the shortest one at the right, in order of height. The tallest one is real-world roots, China's macroeconomic, political, social, and technological environment. Moving to the right with a smaller bar, Xi Jinping priorities and CCP ideology, political and intellectual filters through which policymakers view problems. Moving to the right again with a smaller bar, world of ideas, policy and academic debates, business lobbying. And furthest to the right with the smallest bar, party and government bureaucracy, key ministries and CCP bodies crafting AI regulations. That's the end of the excerpt included as a core reading in the AI Safety Fundamentals course. You can read the rest of this paper at the link in the episode description on the CarnegieEndowment.org website. This was an audio version of China's AI Regulations and How They Get Made by Matt Sheehan, published on the 10th of July, 2023. It's a paper available on the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace website. It's one of the core readings for the AI Safety Fundamentals course. This narration was by Perrin Walker.